Key things that team managers need to do if their team is to thrive and succeed. The importance of delegation. The top priority for team managers is delegation. No matter how skilled you are, there's only so much that you can achieve working on your own. With a team behind you, you can achieve so much more. That's why it's so important that you delegate effectively. Motivating your team. Another key duty you have as a manager is to motivate team members. Theory X and Theory Y. Theory X is based on pessimistic assumptions of the average worker. Theory Y is almost in complete contrast to that of Theory X, explains two very different approaches to motivation, which depend on the fundamental assumptions that you make about the people who work for you. If you believe that they're intrinsically lazy, you believe in Theory X, while if you believe that most are happy and willing to work, you'll tend towards Theory E. Make sure that you fully understand these theories. They will fundamentally affect your success in motivating people. Whatever approach you prefer to adopt, you also need to bear in mind that different people have different needs when it comes to motivation. Some individuals are highly self-motivated, while others will underperform without managerial input. 3. Developing your team. Teams are made up of individuals who have different outlooks and abilities, and are at different stages of their careers. Some may find that the tasks you've allocated to them are challenging, and they may need support. Others may be old hands at what they're doing, and may be looking for opportunities to stretch their skills. Either way, it's your responsibility to develop all of your people. Your skills in this aspect of management will define your long-term success as a manager. If you can help team members to become better at what they do, you'll be a manager who people aspire to work for, and you'll make a great contribution to your organization, too. The most effective way of developing your people is to ensure that you give regular feedback to members of your team. Many of us are nervous of giving feedback, especially when it has to be negative. However, if you give and receive feedback regularly, everyone's performance will improve. 4. Communicating. Communication skills are essential for success in almost any role, but there are particular skills and techniques that you'll use more as a manager than you did as a regular worker. These fall under two headings: communicating with team members and communicating with stakeholders. We'll look at each in turn. I. Communicating with people in your team. As a team manager, you're likely to be leading regular sessions as well as one-off meetings. Meetings of all kinds, and regular ones in particular, are notorious for wasting people's time, so it's well worth mastering the skill of running effective meetings.